We left go last week in the fifth shiur of Alta Echot, and more or less, I don't think that I want to dwell more on more pshatim and more nyanim in Alta Echot, but to go away without talking about Tfilas HaMincha, the frat, the nekuda of a special posik that one says in Tfilas HaMincha, that after one says Asher Evolatziyin, we say Vanis Vilosi Lacha Hashem Eis Rotzin Helekim Berov Chazdecha Aneini Be'emes Yishecha Posik in Tilim in Kapitel Samachtes Posik Yudalit. What is the Kavana of this Tvila? What is the Kavana of saying this Posik and realizing the Nekuda of what the Inyan of Tvila Samincha Shabbos is? To start off the Inyan before we go into Pshotim in the Posik, it's more important to talk about what it teaches us about the Aveda of the Tfilas HaMincha on Shabbos. It says in Rekeach in Siddur that the Tfilas Man Mincha Shal Shabbos Moira Al Hamayla HaYoyser El Yoyna. The time of Mincha Shabbos is Moira on the Zman Hamayla HaYoyser El Yoyna. A lotion of the Zayach of the Rekeach, which we know the Rekeach is called Var of Divrei Kabbalah. The Rekeach says that it's the most biggest Maila Yoyser El Yoyna. I think that most people will realize a klal that we said many, many times, that the Figoidel Achshivas HaTfila is, for some reason or other, the Yitzhara makes it a greater Zman Azilzul. Shabbos Mincha in the afternoon is, in a lot of ways, Befrat in summer months, is Bechlal HaTfila, which doesn't have the same Achshivas as Shachris, or the same Achshivas as Meirev Friday night. For some reason, it's a tefillah that's gedavened, even if a person will be nizer, Shabbos in the morning, it's again, the Shabbos when he goes to daven, Shabbos nachmittig, he just came and he'll take off his jacket, it's hot already, the kovid at tefillah is not the same, the nizihiris in tefillah is not the same, that's because of the godless of the tefillah. Let's understand the godless of the tefillah, based on a shtikel Zoya Kodesh, more understandable, based on a shtikel Ramchal, in Sefer Adir Bamorim. We'll try to be masber what the Ramchal tells us. It's based on a piece of Zoya. We know that Mincha a whole week is Be'etzem and Eiz Din. Mincha a whole week is Be'etzem and Eiz Din. That's the time of Din. Mincha is Tfilis Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Gvura, Din, Yira, the Midas of Dinim. That's the time of Mincha a whole week. That's why it says in Sfarim HaKadoshim not to be mispalled even for Panosa by Mincha because it's an Eiz Din. But Shabbos, for some reason or other, we learn that it's Rava de Ravin, it's an Eis Ratzin, it's a great Eis Ratzin. What is Pshat in it? We'll read the Lashon of the Ramchal based on a Zera Kaddish, a Nuyudika Lashon of a Ramchal. Hine b'yoyim ha-Shabbos b'zman ha-mincha mis'oyre gam kein ha-din. Not like we think. Everybody thinks that Shabbos b'mincha there's no dinim. No, Shabbos b'mincha is like a whole week. Zman mincha, zman din. There comes din also. Also steht in Zohar Kodesh beferish in Chelik Beis in Zohar Kodesh Daf Kuf Nun Vav. Now what then? Why does dinim come Shabbos? That the Shabbos should be goyver on the dinim and be mahapach the dinim to rachmim. That's why the dinim am is galah Shabbos. Also steht in Ramchal. Listen to the lashon in Ramchal. Ki gam b'Shabbos Hashemesh hoylech lemarev u'machshich hayoyim. If the reason why Mincha is dinim, zok the Ramchal, is because the Shemesh goes down, and the Shemesh goes to Marev, that's why it's dinim, Shabbos is not different, the Shemesh goes down, Shabbos also. Ach ha-seid hu, ki kol zmane ha-choyl mismatkin b'Shabbos. El shamitu ka Shabbos goyver aleyim. That's the yisoid of Mincha Shabbos. Nuyudik in the kudah in Ramchal, that be'etzem Shabbos is din. It comes the Zman Adin. No, it's a greater Koyach in Shabbos. Then in that Zman Adin, there's the Mituk of Dinim. In Poshet to Poshet to Nekudah, that's why it's called Rava the Raven. Eis Rotzin means there's Chesed. Fine. But when the Din is Nishapach the Chesed, when the Koyach of Shabbos has a Koyach to take that Din and be Mamtik the Dinim, that's Rava the Raven, there's a greater Rotzin. Because not only is the chesed come from Yemin, the chesed comes from Smail also. Yemin cha Hashem nedori bakoyach, Yemin cha Hashem tiratzeyev. There's a Yemin cha, even from the Smail becomes Yemin. That's a double Yemin, that's a Rava de Raven. That's the Nekud of Rava de Raven in the most simplest of terms to understand the Rava de Raven. The Ramchal goes further. The Chal goes further and says, why is Shabbos an Eis Ratzin? Seifar Ratzin, the ultimate Ratzin of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Shechayzer Kol Ra L'Teif. That's the ultimate Ratzin. Nimtza Mituk Ze Mituk Godel Shemitzad Echad Mizgala Koyechadin Ulematkoi Tzor Gilui Ratzin Apnimi Vaz Nitten Mituk Godel. So the Maramchal goes further than we said yet, that because there's a gilui of dinim, so in order to be mamtik that din, there has to be a gilui of a greater rotzin. That's the rav of the ravim, a different rav of the ravim, a different oimik rav of the ravim. Because if you have dinim, in order to overcome those dinim, there has to be a greater rotzin to be mamtik those dinim. So the rotzin that's nizgala to be mamtik those dinim is a greater rotzin. And the Maral says that the difference between Shabbos by Mincha and Shabbos and a whole week Mincha, you'll see a Dova Pele. We learned the last week Befrat, the Lashonis of Menucha that there are in Shabbos by Mincha. What's it the greatest Indian from Menucha, Shabbos by Mincha? Zok the Ramchal, it changed from Mincha and there was a Vav that went into the Mincha and it became Menucha. The Menucha of Shabbos Mamincha is the Mincha of a whole week, but it became from some Mamtik, the Mincha, to become Menucha. Because that's the greatest Menucha. Because the Menucha of Ra, what's Menucha in this world? When the Ra is turns over to Toiv, and the Dinim become Nimtokim B'Shersham, when the Dinim become Nimtokim B'Shersham, that's Menucha. So that's the Nekuda. The Mincha whole week is Dinim. As we know, Mincha is 103, which is Dinim. Which is Tzad Smoil, the number of Mincha is the Kuf Gimel, that's the Egel, that's Tzad Smoil, that's where all Dinim come from that Mispar. Shabbos, there's a Hamtok of the Dinim. That Hamtok of the Dinim, it changes from Mincha to Menucha, because there's no more Dinim. When there's no Dinim on the world, there's Menucha on the world. So we have the first opening of a Dova Nifla, that the Ramchal teaches us how to look at Shabbos Bamincha, what the Koyach of Shabbos Bamincha is. And that's what we say, Vanis vilasi lecha Hashem. Eis rotzim. We'll soon touch the words. Over the ikan nekuda is Elokim. Elokim, that's midas adin. Beroiv chazdecha. There is a beroiv chazdecha. There is an ultimate chesed. It's not bechazdecha. It's beroiv chazdecha. It's the midah of roiv chazdecha or rav chesed. We're not going to go into that. But beroiv chazdecha. That becomes aneini be'emes yishecha. That's a nitzchistiki Yeshua. Be'emes yishecha. There's a Yeshua that's a zmani diki Yeshua, and there's a Yeshua that's be'emes. Emes is such nitzchi, that doesn't change. That's what a person says by mincha. That's the aneini be'emes yishecha. That's the Yeshua, the ultimate Yeshua that there is. For one to understand a little bit more, to realize to what degree Shabbos by mincha, a person is zeicha, to what kind of eiris a person is zeich Shabbos b'mincha. There's a nekuda that we once spoke about already, but we have to repeat it because we have to know the gadlus of Shabbos b'mincha. The Meiser Rekeach, is a chasefer kadmon, and there's a lot of myrdika eiris in the sefer Meiser Rekeach. One of the things that the Meiser Rekeach does in the Torah Gedoshe is a lot of the inyonim. He talks about the misper of a posuk. Now he talks about the dibrais. And he talks about every one of the dibrais, why it has so many words in it, and what's meramis, and what has so many letters in it. Let us see a dover nifla that he says. Bedibber revi zohar es yom ha-shabbos lekatshe. Parashas Yisrei. Dibber ze nechlak la'arba psukim. The dibber of Shabbos has four psukim. Ubahem nun hei teves v'reish beis oisius. And in the Mincha, the Kiddush Mina Esra, there's Nun Hei Teves and Reish Bei Oisyes. V'hine b'mei Chorfi k'safti tam, why there's Nun Hei Teves. Now, there's a Machlekes in the Nusach of Ata Echad, which the Torah brings in Simei Reish Tzadik Beis, if we say Nun Dalet Teves or we say Nun Hei Teves. It depends if we say the word Yoim or we don't say the word Yoim. But Al Kaponim, we have Nun Hei Teves. For what reason do we have Nun Hei Teves? Zok the Maaser Rekeach, two Moiridike Pshatim, why it has Nunei Teves in the Bracha of Ata Echot, has Nunei Teves, and the Dibber of Shabbos has Nunei Teves. That's what he's talking about. Both of them have nun hei teves. The first reason he says, a yidua dikizach. Knesset Yisrael came, Shabbos came to the Rebbe Nishlam and said, v'chol yesh benzug, li em benzug. Everybody has a benzug, li em benzug. The Eibishter said, Knesset Yisrael ye benzugach. Which other word, oisies don't have a zug? We know in Medrash that the oisies hein don't have a zug. Why? Because I have in the Aleph base, there is an Aleph and a Tes, a Beis and a Ches, a Gimel and a Zion, and so too in the Assyrias. The hay stays alone, the hay has no zug, and the nun has no zug. So the inyan of hein is the inyan of echad. She came the Loshen Yevani, koiren le'echad hein. Hein am levadad yishkoin. The inyan of hein is meira on yichidius, on not having a zug. So if so, he says, is there good? That's why the Dibber has nun hei teves, and that's why the Seid of Hain, because the Seid of Hain is Ein Le Bezug, and now that there's Knesset Yisrael, there are Mekabel, the Torah Gdoisha, so now the Shabbos got a Benzug. So Daika in the Dibber of Zachas Yema Shabbos Lekalchai is Merumiz the Benzugach. That's what it says in Maaseh Rekeach. And it doesn't end off, so what is Ata Echad also has nun hei? Was Tutzach in the nun hei? The teretz is, we spoke 2 weeks ago L'Chayr Shabbos, and we explained the Nekuda of a Shabbos. We explained it once in the beginning of a Tefillah also, that Friday night is Erusin, Shabbos in the morning is Nesuin, Shabbos Bamincha is Yichud. Das ist Zmana Yichud. Kommt der Chayz, die Gemara Zivug von Shabbos and Klal Yisrael, is taka by Shas Amincha. So Memele is Merum is taka in Ata Echad the Hein Teves on the Zivuk. Because the Knesset Yisrael Yeh Ben Zugach Shavt Sich Taka Be'ikir the Yichud of Klal Yisrael and Shabbos Shavt Sich Taka B'Shas Amincha. That is the first Nekuda. The second Nekuda Zogt the Maaseh Rekeach, something that most of you have heard already. We know that it says a Pasuk Hein LaShem Elekecha Hashamayim Ushmei Hashamayim. So the Maaseh Rekeach says, how many Shamayim are there? The word Hashamayim, if you take the Endemem, you count it for 600, is there are 955 Rakiim. In 900 Rakiim, a Malach could go. In the 55 Rakiim is Hain. Only the Eibishter could go there. That's why Hain is a Yochid. Nor the Eibishter gate in the top 55 Rakiim. That's what Hain means. In Hain LaShem Alekecha Hashamayim Ushmei Hashamayim. So if so, there is only in those 55 Rakiim. The Maaseh Rekeach talks Kabbalah in Yonim, but so much we could understand that the Nekuda of the Hain in the Dibber of Shabbos, the Nekuda of the Hain in Ata Echad means that we know that Knesset Yisrael is greater than Malachim. Knesset Yisrael could go places that Malachim can't go. And when it comes Shabbos Bamincha, the Spitz of Shabbos, we go in such a place, we go into those Hain Oilemais, that a whole Shabbos we can't go. That's why this Hain Teves in Ata Echad, to tell you to what place a person reaches in the time of Mincha B'Shabbos, the time of Tfilas HaMincha, he reaches in those Hain Oilemais. And of course we understand the Yichud, what kind of Eis Ratzin comes from such a Yichud. So we understand a little bit the Eis Ratzin. We will repeat an inyan that we spoke about Shabbos, just on the spitz of a guppel, just to say over another nekuda nifla that lies in the vanis vilasi lecha Hashem eis ratzin elikim be'aneini be'emes yishecha. What does it mean? Beloit chazdecha aneini be'emes yishecha. What does it lie in these words? We spoke Shabbos that it says in Arizal, that we know there's dinim in the world. The dinim come from the Oisius Menatzpach. From the Oisius Menatzpach, that's where the dinim come from. Those five Oisius, they come the dinim. Till now, we were always accustomed to know that the dinim come from Menatzpach. Menatzpach is 280. The Oisius Menatzpach is up to 280. Par dinim, Pashas Para, other places, par dinim, there's 280 dinim. We learned Shabbos as in Darizal, it says that there is each ois of the Menatzpach has paradinim, which means there's five times paradinim, so there's 1400 dinim, plus the five words of Menatzpach, so there's 1405 dinim, as they state in Arizal. And Arizal says that's the kavon of Ator Giber. Ator is Elef Tofhei. As it states in Kisvei Reb Chaim Vital in Shara Amida, that the Menatzpach dinim expand to 1,405 dinim. Each ois of the Menatzpach has Menatzpach dinim. So there's altogether 1,405 dinim. Thus, the Yisoid, we spoke about Shabbos, we spoke about the Kinekuda, what it has to do with Yimei Asvira. We'll not repeat what we spoke about Shabbos. Dava Neiro Matzasi, in Brisku Nesoylam, Kiyudua, as a Brisku Nesoylam, the Meirudike Zachen, in Maime Hes Aster Aster, Perik Lamed Zayin, he talks about Vanitvi Lossi, Neirudike Giluyim in the Pasik Vanitvi Lossi, Mamish to see what lies in Vanitvi Lossi, but just because we spoke about the Shabbos, and we'll see the Afloga, what means, if we just learned that the Nekuda of Shabbos Bamincha is Amtokes Hadinim, we just learned that Shabbos Bamincha is Amtokes Hadinim, the Gilui of Bereif Chazdecha is the Gilui of Amtokes Hadinim, and that lies in which words, Elekim Bereif Chazdecha Aneini Be'emes Yishecha, Zokt Debrisku Nesoylam, Elekim Bereif Chazdecha Aneini Be'emes Yishecha is exactly 1,405. From all the dinim in the world. As I state in Brisku Nesoylam. And the Kuda which says in Brisku Nesoylam, this is just to see what's licked in a Pasik. And where the Pasik is Merumis, what we said, Amtokes Adinim, it's Merumis in the Pasik, the Gansen Nekuda from Amtokes Adinim, how Amtokes Adinim are Merumis, to what degree a person's Amtokes Adinim are. What is the Nekuda of Amtokes Adinim? We will repeat a Nekuda that we said Shabbos. We spoke about that the word ato is meramez on 1,405. Meshabes geret anekuda in aveda. Everything we have to bring down in aveda. The touch of the word ato is the biggest chesed that the Rebbeinu Shalom did. We didn't say this over Shabbos. In Avedis Yisrael state of Mposik, ato koyin le'olam. Ato koyin le'olam. State in Avedis Yisrael from Kozhen to Magid that he heard from the Grisim Magid from Heilige Rebbe Rabbe. Ato. Koyen is chesed. The biggest chesed that the Rebbeinu Shalom did to this world is that you could utter the word to the Rebbeinu Shalom and say the word Ato. Ato koyen le'olam. Ato is the biggest chesed that the Eibishter did to this world. That a person can say and utter to the Rebbeinu Shalom noichach Ato. But we have to understand that there lies in that much, much more. That lies that because a person can say Ato, it means that a person could live Ato. The whole Ramah of Shivisi Avayol and Egdi Summit, that a person lives in the Matzev, that the Eibishter is Neuchach, that the Eibishter is in front of him, that the Eibishter is with him every minute, which changes, like the Ramah says, it changes his whole actions. He doesn't talk the same, he doesn't walk the same, he doesn't act the same, because he's standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom. The more a person realizes the Neuchach of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and he realizes that the Rebbeinu Shalom is with him all over, the more his actions elevate himself, and the more he's meinei himself in doing something wrong. So what's the greatest Hamtaka of Dinim? The greatest Hamtaka of Dinim is living Ata. So in the word Ata is Merum is all the Dinim, and in the word Ata is Merum is the Nekuda of being able to be Mamtik all the Dinim. How Nifla it is that if the Mincha of Shabbos is according to what we learned now in Brisku Nesoylam, is the Amtaka of all the Dinim, how does we start off the Tfila of Mincha? Ata Echad. Se nisht Ata Kidashta, se nisht Ata Chayne Ladam Das, Meret Ving the Achtus Abayre. You're talking to the Echad Yochid Miyuchad. And you tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, that Echad is by me a p'china of Ata. It's so clear to me, the Achdus HaBeirei. It's so clear to me with such a behirus, the Achdus HaBeirei, that I could point to it with my finger and say, Ata Echad. That's the Nekuda of Shabbat Mamincha, that you have such a gilui of Achdus HaBeirei by you, such a behirus in Amunah after Shabbos, that after the Avodah of Shabbos, you elevate yourself to become so clear, you behirus HaBeirei, that you can talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Ata Echad. That's the Amtaka of Dinim, because the Ata Echad, that's how your mom tik taka all the dinim. Daika with the Ata Echad, your mom tik all the dinim. And that's the Nekuda that it lies in the Aneini Be'emes Yishecha, that we said, the Lekim Bereif Chazdecha, Aneini Be'emes Yishecha, the Amtaka of all the dinim. Let us say over, as much time as we have, three or four pshatim, from Heilige B'nei Yisoschar, that the B'nei Yisoschar says, why we say Banisfi Lasi Lecha Hashem Eis Ratzin. What is the reason why Shabbos Bamilcha is Eis Ratzin? A different reason than we said before. It says in Bnei Soscha, the same thing says in Zera Kedish, brings it in Parshas Chukas, in the name of Ramendl Rimanova, Anoyre de Kinakuda, why Shabbos Bamilcha is Eis Ratzin. We know that the world was created 6 days. When? Vayi'erev vayivayker. That means the rega of Motzei Shabbos. That's when the Rebbeinu Shem created the world. Vayi'erev vayivayker yom echad. Vayi'erev vayivayker starts from the rega of Motzei Shabbos. The rotzain for the Bria was in the Zman of Mincha of Shabbos. The rotzain for the Bria was in the Zman of Mincha of Shabbos. Thus state in Ramendl Rimanova. Koidem abriya ala beritzayni izbarach shmai livraya oilam. So that was the rotzain of the Rebbeinu Shem for Bria. So thus is eis rotzain. Because that was the zman of rotzain abriya. Thus state Ramendl Rimanova brought in the Bnei Soscha, brought in their Kodesh. A beautiful word. Aber from the beauty of the word we don't have avodas Hashem. Aber the Bnei Soscha zogs da zach, damit af be'etzem tanzen a ganze Nacht von dem. Why was there a rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shem of the Bria? Why did the Rebbeinu Shem create the Bria? Bereishis bara lekim, zog chazal, bereishis bishvil Yisrael, shenikru reishis, Yisrael ola b'machshova tchila. Zog the heilige b'nei Yisoscha, in that rega of rotzen, who created that rotzen? That's the rotzen was because of the Bria, was because of who? Because of Klal Yisrael. So it's not the Ratzon in the Bria. See, the Ratzon in Deir, in you Jew, in you Yid, that's when the Zman HaRatzon in the Maisim of a Yid was. So Memele, the Yid is Oile LeRatzon Demot. Not the Bria is Oile LeRatzon Demot. It's the Ratzon of a Yid at that time. Half of a fellow, the Kinekuda, that the Bnei Soscha says. It's the Ratzon of Knesset Yisrael goes out then. It's Memele, Oye Bazoi. Because now it's the Rotzin in me. Now is the time when the Eibishter was Merutza in Klal Yisrael. I was the one that's all over Machshava Tchila. So Memele, me there is a Rotzin. That's the Eis Rotzin of Zman HaMincha. That's the first Nekuda that it says in Bnei Soschar, in Mai Meches, Eis Aleph, Adova Nifla, from Bnei Soschar, and how to bring it out in the Nekuda of Avedis Hashem, how to understand it. We'll say over Bnei Soschar, that's a beautiful piece of Bnei Soscha, a beautiful piece in Pshat. Later, there's about 15 or 16 Pshatim from Bnei Soscha in the Nekuda. The Gemara says in Berachis, this is Ois Tezvov in Bnei Soscha in Maimaches. The Gemara says in Berachis, Omer Abchelbi, Omer Abhuna, Le'oilam Ye'odam Zor B'tfilus HaMincha, Shere Eliyo Lo'inene Ele B'tfilus HaMincha, Shenema Ve'hi B'lois HaMincha, Ve'yigish Eliyo Ve'yoyim Aneini Hashem Aneini, Aneini sheteredesh min hashamayim, aneini sheleyoyim rumaisik shofim him. Asks the Bnei Soschar a kasha in Magid Taluma, Omer de kikasha, there's no need for the Gemara to tell me what the two aneinis were. That's to do with nene el bezman amincha? What's the say the drashas for? Why do I need to say aneini sheleyoyim rumaisik shofim? That's the pshat and posik. That's not shot in this memra. Rav Chelva wants to say a memra in the name of Rav Huna, the Zihiris, it's Vos Mincha, because the Yo was Vahiba, Lois HaMincha, Vahigash, Yo, Vahim HaShem HaNeini. He has to say that he's HaNeini, Shalai Taimish, Mish, Kshof Me. So what do they need it for? Zok the Heilige B'nai Soscha, Amur, Dikizach. Lo'oilom Yehi Odom Zoe, Betvil HaMincha means every time. Not Shabbos, the weekdays also. Lo'oilom Yehi Odom Zoe. Shtel Tzchakash, how do you know? Maybe Shabbos Bamincha is an Eis Ratzon, and Elio was then a Shabbos Bamincha. So how could you bring me a raya that Mincha is an Eis Ratzon la'olam? Maybe, you know why Elio was Nana, Shabbos is an Eis Ratzon, so Rav the Rav and Eis Ratzon, we just explained it, why Shabbos is an Eis Ratzon. But how do you know that Elio was Nana in the middle of the week? Zok the Heilige Bnei Soscha, Neir de Kezach, because you don't have to say Aneini Shaloi, Yoimer Masi Kshofim Heim, because everybody knows Kshofim aren't Shailat and Shabbos. So if you had to say, Aneini Shalay Yoimer Masi Kshofim Heim, so Korchach, it wasn't the weekdays. Is that why he has to bring the Memra? The Memra is Megala, there wasn't Shabbos. The Memra is Megala, it wasn't the weekdays. Thus state in Bnei Soscha. Zog the Bnei Soscha, Aga'oines, Nifla, Nuyrdiki Ga'oines. I'm davening to you now by Minchas Shabbos as it says Ratzin. Aneini, one aneini b'emes yeshecha. Shabbos darf ich nicht sagen, zweimal aneini, aneini b'emes yeshecha. Because when you'll answer me on Shabbos, nobody will say ma'isik shofim heim. So me'mela aneini b'emes yeshecha. It's enough, one aneini b'emes yeshecha. I don't need two aneinis, because Shabbos you don't need two aneinis. Das ist die Geoines für Bnei Yisoscha. To end off, we have to end off with the most important nukuda. How to touch the pasuk Vanisri Lasi Lacha Hashem Eis Ratzin. It should say Vanisri Lasi Lacha Hashem Be Eis Ratzin Aneini Be Emes Yishecha. Lachayra, it's missing a base. It should say Anisri Lasi Lacha Hashem when Be Eis Ratzin, as if it says Aloshan Apasik Be Eis Ratzin in Isicha. As I state in pasuk Koy Oma Hashem Be Eis Ratzin in Isicha. So if so, why does it say Eis Ratzin? Steht in Bnei Yisoschar and in other Svarim a new Taich in Posik. A new Taich in Posik, which you have to know clearly what the Taich in Posik is. The Taich in Posik is Anis Vilosi Lecha Hashem, and through that it became an Esrotzein. The Hashtvilo shafts the Esrotzein. It's not the Pshat is that it became, it's an Esrotzein in an Esrotzein. Anis Vilosi Lecha Hashem. That shafts an Eitz Ratzon. When I, my tefillah is Lecha Hashem, that's when it shafts an Eitz Ratzon. Why? What do we have to add on? There's two kinds of tefillahs. There's a tefillah where a person has Zichen Zinnen. There's a tefillah when a person davens only for Rebbeinu Shalom. V'anis v'ilasi Lecha Hashem. If my tefillah is for you, the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm not being mispalel for my tzrachim. I'm being mispalel for the Rebbeinu Shalom. I'm davening l'kveid Hashem Yisbarach. Then is Eis Ratzin. Anis v'ilasi l'cha Hashem. If my tefillah is l'cha Hashem, if my tefillah is for you, Hashem, that shafts that it should be Eis Ratzin. And that's why aneini be'emes yishecha. That's why I ask you should answer me. So that's the nekuda. The tefillah itself shafts it. But how does the tefillah itself shaf it? If it's anis v'ilasi l'cha Hashem, if the tefillah is kulay for the Rebbeinu Shalom, the tefillah doesn't have him himself in Zinnin. He has completely the Rebbeinu Shalom in Zinnin. Through that tefillah, he's goyim the anis v'ilasi l'cha Hashem. Just to end, before we go away from this tefillah, even though there's a lot of pshatim to talk about, the anis v'ilasi l'cha Hashem, just to see in the Etzem Pasik, the way a lot of Mefarshim say pshat in the pasuk that vanis vilasi lecha Hashem eis rotzen elikim berav chazdecha aneini be'emes yishecha is the koyach of the three of his hakadoshim. We know the koyach of Yitzchak, which is the ikur of tefillas hamincha, that's elikim midas hadin, berav chazdecha, that's the midah of Avraham, emes is the midah of Yaakov. So we ma'ira the schus of all the three of his b'shas when it comes to tefillas hamincha, which is the koylel of all the tefillahs in Shabbos, we are koylel all the three aveis in that tefillah, that the tefillah should be niskabel. So we say elikim midas hadin, v'roif chazdecha midas hachesed of Avraham, and aneini be'emes yishecha, that's the midah of Yaakov Avinu, and together with the schus of the three aveis, which come together b'shas Shabbos b'mincha, in that schus vanis filasi lecha Hashem eis rotzein, that the tefillah should become niskabel.